That'll thaw out the start of a Thursday, and a happy one to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's ready.
Yeah. Usually by Thursday, he's warmed up, even at 33 degrees out there. Woo! It is the 15th day of the first month, nearly halfway exactly through the first month. January of 2026. 350 left to go. We got MLK Day on Monday. 18 days until Groundhog Day and 30-day warning until Valentine's.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Pressure's always on.
You doing okay over there?
I'm broke. I'm going to be broke until maybe I clear into April and then taxes.
And then you're going to be wealthy again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
It is otherwise known today, National Bagel Day. Chewy. Too chewy sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't want one until you mentioned it. Now I'm like looking at all these articles that are popping up. Bagel Day. They want me to have one.
That and the ads that will be targeted to you based on whatever we talk about over the next 4 hours.
Yeah, it's not like my computer is creepy or anything.
It is, look, Mr. Hat, it's National Hat Day.
Oh, look at you, you're celebrating
you
with
betcha.
Your Hank FM hat.
I am bundled for the occasion. It is National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, too cold for that. It's National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day.
Oh, very particular.
Kiddo's going through an orange juice phase.
Oh.
And you know when a teenager goes through a food phase?
Just
any trace of it in the household is immediately consumed and gone. And then, like, the empty containers put back into the fridge.
It is fun, is it not?
Was that supposed to mean something to me? Or?
Oh, man.
I know what it means to me.
And then you know what's next? Mm. Dad, we're out of juice.
Yeah.
There's four containers in there. Okay.
Well, it's a friendly reminder that today is National Humanitarian Day. So be nice to even those that...
God
are
bless
closest
you.
To you.
The fine work you're doing.
And National Eskimo Dog Day. Is that not offensive? I don't even understand.
What, is that what, a husky?
On this, yeah, Malamute, small woodland creature. On this date in history, things happened, such as television-wise, over there on the BBC. 1955 is when the Benny Hill show debuted. I was very confused by this show as a child. In fact, most of British TV confused me.
Yeah.
But I was fascinated with it. But my grandpa loved Benny Hill. And only years later did I understand probably why.
I don't know that I've ever
seen
it.
They gave us that.
Yeah.
They gave us that theme, though. Thank you. Thank you, Benny Hill. Yeah. On this date in 67, the first ever Super Bowl. Though it was not called that at the time.
6-7, yo. 6-7. You started it.
That was played, Green Bay against Kansas City. Spoiler alert, Green Bay won. And they won the next year, too.
Time to talk about
not
sports.
Yet. No, we got more.
Don't worry.
On this date, 1974, Happy Days premieres.
Oh, goodbye, sunshine. Hello, blue. Is that how it goes?
No, yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do
no.
believe so. Mm. I don't know. I'll hit a jukebox at a Waffle House. 1977, one of the best bits they ever did. SNL debuts The Coneheads. On this date, in 99, Varsity Blues was released in theaters. I don't want your life. Thank you. Thank you. 2001, happy birthday to Wikipedia. It went online.
Aww. The expert on everything.
Or is it anymore?
Mm-mm.
2009 is when the U.S. Airways plane crashed into the New York Hudson River. And that's where we got to know Captain Sully Sullenberger, who landed it in the water. And it was pretty remarkable.
Going into the Hudson.
It was flying to Charlotte, North Carolina. I was on the air at the time, and a guy from the wing called me.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, I'll have to find that audio someday. He is fine. Everybody's fine. Thank you, Sully. 2025... Just last year, it was on this date that the FDA announced that it was banning red dye number 3 in food.
Number 3!
And look at us.
Mm-hmm. I bet your wife is happy about that.
Fixed everything.
Oh,
it did. And today is the birth date of Martin Luther King Jr. Elsewhere, Pitbull is 45 today. Yeah, you think there's going to be a party in Miami? perhaps. Former quarterback Drew Brees is 47. Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon is 56. And Lisa is 59 today.
Oh, she had a cult jam, did she not?
She did. And a happy birthday to my mother-in-law.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Patricia. We will see you very, very soon.
Party but in Miami.
First thing is first. She may be. She may be down there in South Beach.
She'll take it over.
Just getting it going.
Everyone's bring her pickleball racket.
I don't think so, honey. It is a Will It Float Thursday
where everybody
is invited. What goes into the tank? Find out next.